Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions from my lucky dip. Let's see who's first today. Trudy said, I've just retired. How do I clean up my closet? Now I no longer need my office clothing. And this is something that whenever you have any sort of lifestyle change, whether it's going from in the workforce to out of the workforce, or it could be in the workforce to having children, it could be, changing jobs in a way that you no longer need the kind of clothes that you've been wearing in the past, you can then go, well, what do I really need in my wardrobe? So before you just pack it all up and throw it all out, I would do something like a style challenge where you kind of challenge yourself to wear a lot of your clothes and see if you can adapt some of your old work clothes into something you might wear in your now more casual life. So it could be, you know, maybe you had some blazers, but maybe they could be put with a pair of jeans for a, you know, lunch out or something like that, if that is your style. But you might find, you know, or you could have the dress pants and put them with just a casual t-shirt or something, depending how you style it. So really it could just be, can you challenge yourself to see if you can wear the clothes that you used to wear to work in ways that you might not have thought of, because particularly if you're one of those people who tends to really separate out work clothes from home clothes. And this is something not all people do. Some people wear the whole lot all the time and there's no differentiation. But for other people, because they associate certain clothes with work, they never wear them outside of work. And so this is where you've kind of got this distinct in work and out of work clothing. And now that you don't have that work, if you've retired or for whatever reason, you might want to think about, well, how can I get use from these clothes? Could they be worn in another way? Do they still have a life before I just throw things out? And the thing is then is if you start wearing those clothes or attempting to wear them, and the whole point about doing any sort of style challenge is not to love your outfit every day. It's not it's not always to go, oh, I found a new outfit. Like sometimes it is. I found a new outfit. I found a new way of wearing something. And that is partly what you're doing here. But it's also to assess what you really love and what you don't love and how you feel in your clothes. And when I talk feel, there is different sorts of feel here. We've got our emotional feel. We've also got our mental feel. And we've also got our comfort, sensory feel as well. So there's different sorts of, and also personality feel. Does it feel like me? Does it feel like me now? And this is one of those things that when you are assessing your wardrobe and what should you keep and what should you get rid of, I always think one of the, just because you haven't worn something for a while or it's a different lifestyle, it's can I imagine wearing it again in the future? Or does it just feel like the past and a life that I no longer lead? So yeah, the point of a style challenge is not just to wear what makes you, what you'd normally wear. It's actually to push yourself out of your comfort zone and then make a little assessment at the end of every day of how you felt, how you looked, how people reacted to you, all those sorts of things. Because sometimes this is where it's like, wow, I got lots of compliments today and I never would have otherwise thought of doing that. And so that could be something you could add into rotation. Or it could have been, I felt mentally uncomfortable all day. This thing has to go. Or this is just not my style. And knowing that's really important, it can really help you build your wardrobe or let go of your wardrobe in a way that that just helps you kind of assess where things are and whether they still have a life in your wardrobe. So I would suggest you think about something like that. Just, does it still work? Can I still wear this in my new lifestyle? Or is it an item from the past? But the one of the biggest mistakes I do see people make is they just go, everything's changed, and they kind of chuck everything out. And then very shortly afterwards, they start lamenting things. So what you could do instead of just getting rid of everything immediately is have a kind of donation box, a box you think, I think I'm going to get rid of these things. Try things out, wear them. If they are not working for you, maybe pop them in a donation box and put them on probation. See, Is it something that maybe, you know, you can't say, you know, like put it on probation so that maybe it hasn't gone yet, but it is on probation. That is a way to go, well, you know, if I don't miss it, sometimes putting it away and you're going, if I'm not missing it, then I can let it go. But if I am missing it, then it's something that has some value in my current wardrobe. These are all things to think about. You know, there's no one right way or wrong way of cleaning your wardrobe out, and this is why it's got to work for you. Now, if there's anything in there that's really dated, old, falling to pieces, peeled, baggy, I mean, absolutely, those things get to go. If you've got clothes that really don't fit, either alter them or just let them go if that's something that you want to do. And sometimes too, you know, dyeing things can really bring new life to items. And I've seen that so many times. It's such a underutilized way of renovating your clothes. But yeah, so I think it's when you're in this major life shift, which happens to us all at different times, this is when it's, you know, like it's have a play. Experiment with your clothes. Maybe go on Pinterest and search up how to style a blazer and just see what comes up. Because sometimes it can be, if you've never thought about wearing it with anything other than your suit, you haven't got any ideas. And this is where something like Pinterest is such a brilliant tool to go in there and go, how to style a blazer. And then you could try some different ways, see if it works for you or whether you go, yeah, not for me. And then you know. So I just go, you know, and then taking photos. That is the other most useful tool. Can't tell, say, you know, I probably said this a million times, take photos of your outfits, but it's very hard to assess things, how they look for proportion and balance and all those sorts of things just in the mirror. It's much easier in a photo, particularly then when you can line different photos up together and you can see how things have really worked for you. So do recommend photographing and then making assessment. You might just do, I'm going to do that for every 30 days. I'm not going to throw anything out for 30 days. And also be wary of different seasons, that whatever season you're in now, you can often think that I'm not going to wear the thing that's from some other season. I haven't worn that for ages, but it's because you're not in the right season for it. You know, right at the moment, I'm in the middle of winter or just coming up to the end of winter. So, you know, there's no point in me cleaning out my summer clothes because I'm not there. And so, you know, I can think, oh, it's way too cold for this thing. So I can, you know, it doesn't have the same appeal as it will in summer, just as my winter clothes have no appeal the other way around. So hopefully that helps you when you are thinking about really doing a major reassessment of your wardrobe, because it is worthwhile trying some things out and then deciding kind of where you are now. And the other thing too I'd recommend doing is doing a new style recipe for yourself. This is something that always grows, changes and evolves depending on your different parts of your life. And so this is where your old style recipe may not work anymore for your new phase of life. So I would reassess your style recipe. How do I want to be? How do I want to be perceived? You know, what really matters to me at the moment? What am I really loving aesthetically? And I've got so many posts on the blog about this. And going, well, where do I want to go with my style right now? And then also running that by, it's the most useful tool, running that by any piece of clothing before you get rid of it. And will it work for you with this style recipe? Another really important thing to consider before you just throw it all out. Next question comes from Lynn. I'm an A-shape with a large bust. I've got a Chanel style jacket. How can I wear that or should I just avoid it? Now, the thing with Chanel style jackets is because they're quite square and they're broader in the shoulders, they're normally recommended for A-shapes, but they are not really recommended for larger busts. And this is because when we have a quite high, tight closure, which is what a Chanel style jacket is, kind of boxy, it doesn't have any openness, this tends to emphasize bust size. Plus, also because they are a shorter jacket on the whole, they can be harder to wear too, unless you happen to have a very short torso. But when you have a large bust, what that does is it tends to emphasize the bust size in the upper body. So I'd probably say, you know, if it's not such a favorite that you love it so much, I would probably let it go. Now, short jackets are useful over dresses. So one of the things you could try is try, if you've got it already, try wearing it over a dress, see how it works. But yeah, large busts and there's kind of any sort of mandarin collars or very high collars generally tend to emphasize a large bust. So if that's something that makes you feel uncomfortable, let it go. Last question for today. Claudia says, I'm a youthful 78 and I just can't find clothes that express my personality and that are not old lady. What do I do? Now, I think, you know, it doesn't matter your age, but so many of us find it very hard to find clothes that we love in stores. You are not alone. And this is why, too, staying out of what I'd call old lady stores, I'm getting that light in my eye. Needs to go a bit further. Just got to shut the curtain a little bit. That's better. Getting, you know, like styles of clothes that suit you, and particularly maybe if you're petite as well, it's very hard to find clothes that really work on petite bodies because, you know, with that, you know, and you might be limited more to petite ranges, that some clothes are cut shorter than others. So that is something that's very easy to be swamped by clothing. So being aware of some of the manufacturers do cut shorter and some longer. Like I know in Australia, we have a store called Marks, which generally is better for petites. Even though it's not a petite range, it's not cut for a really long body. Versus some brands are cut for longer bodies. So one of the things to do, particularly if you're looking online, because I would suggest is avoid the old lady stores. It's, you know, like there are certain kind of fabrics and looks and stuff you get in what I call the old lady stores, which may be the comfortable stores, but probably aren't doing anything for you if you want to look more youthful. It's very hard to pick out the modern things in those stores. So do think about, like, you know, going into younger people's stores if you have been avoiding them, because maybe this is where you can find something. Now, often people worry about looking like mutton dressed as lamb. And really, I always think mutton dressed as lamb happens for two reasons. Either too much skin is exposed or it's too much following of head to toe the latest fashion, whether or not it has anything to do with you, just for the sake of it. That is usually the two reasons. It's trying to look, you know, really young. But you can easily pick up pieces from a younger person's store that you can, you know, style with something more classic or put on in a way that relates to you and your style. So just, you know, don't feel that you have to just shop in a kind of age-related store as well. But otherwise, if you go online, read reviews. This is one of the really important things to do when you go online, because people will talk about fit issues. And they will say, oh, it's shorter than I expected, or it's, you know, like they will talk about the fit, and you'll generally get a better idea of how things fit and whether they are, if you are more petite, if they are longer or shorter, things like that, that can really help you kind of find the places that work for you. So part of it is knowing to, like, trying different things and assuming that if you are buying things online, you're really just trying them on at home with the potential of sending them back. So do look for stores that allow free returns and things like that, because really have no expectation, just as you would if you went into a store. You don't expect to take everything that you try on. You know, if you take a bunch of things in the change room, you think maybe I'll get one thing out of this, maybe I'll get nothing, maybe I might get two or three, I might get really lucky. But I always think trying on at home, buying online, it's the same process. Really don't have the same expectation. I think because we've bought it, we mentally think we have to keep it, and we're more disappointed when things don't work. So it is one of those things. And this is why, too, these days a lot of online shops will say how tall the model is, what size she is wearing. So a mini skirt on a model may be a down to the knee skirt on you, depending on your height. So this is why it's worthwhile looking at what are the proportions of the model and then read the reviews. It is really a useful thing to do, because people do talk about size issues, and I had to go up a size or down a size, or, you know, they will talk about the fit and things like that, and they can give you a much better idea or an understanding of what those stores are selling. The other option is to sew your own, or find someone. You know, there are many dressmakers, and I can tell you that we have this assumption that all dressmakers are incredibly expensive. And in fact, they're not. Quite often, you can find a dressmaker who will make something for a very comparative price to what you would buy in store. But you get to choose the fabric, the cut, the pattern, and all those sorts of things. And so if you don't sew yourself, then I would recommend finding a dressmaker. But there are some amazing online courses to help you learn to sew, if that's something you want to do. So you can actually make your own. It really puts you in charge of your, you know, your style and your fashion and what you love and what you can get. if that is something that appeals to you, if you've ever think about, you know, doing it, like, please do look online. There are some amazing places where you can get that sewing expertise and those sewing lessons so that you can make the wardrobe that you really want. And the other thing too is to be really aware of what it is that you love, because sometimes it's like, I can't find anything, but you don't really know what you're looking for. So the more you can analyze your favorite garments, work out what it is you love about them. Like the other day on my Seven Steps group, somebody put up a sort of floral, and she said, I really like this sort of floral. How would you describe it? And it was an oriental floral. And so then suddenly it's like, I can do searches on oriental florals, and suddenly I know, oh, wow, there we go. There's, you know, this is where else I can find them. But often until we have that terminology, until we actually know what it is that we love, it becomes harder to look for things. Because, I mean, honestly, there's so much stuff out there. There's so much stuff online. It's just then finding where it is. Plus, even in stores, you know, whole stores stock changes every season, and even every 3 weeks, you know, there'll be almost, some stores are pretty much completely new, like somewhere like Zara is pretty much new every few weeks. Versus most other stores, even if they don't turn over quite at that speed, they certainly have new things coming in all the time. And so just because the day you looked, there was nothing for you, doesn't mean there's not going to be nothing for you in a week, 3 weeks, 3 months from now. So there are a few little tips and strategies about maybe finding the things that you're after. And just being aware, you know, it is kind of keeping your mind open to what you're actually looking for, because that can help. And even if you find a picture of something you love, you know, you can do a Google image search where you actually put that image into the search bar as such, and then it finds things like that. And that can also be a good way of searching, because, you know, maybe you go, well, that store's, everything's too long for me, but you might discover that there's other places that have your style aesthetic that you have never heard of or thought of. And even like things on Pinterest, like looking up things on Pinterest, that will also pop up places you may never have thought of as well. So there you go, a few little tips for you today. Please keep sending me your questions, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.